This is the sound of the Gig List Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Gig List Podcast, showcasing the most important rising, breakthrough and established musical artists. Australian band Animal House are our guests this week. Listen as we chat about Brighton music scene, their new album and a whole lot more.
The Gig List Podcast with Rob Smith.
Welcome, Jack Nielsen, to the Gig List Podcast. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty relaxed, actually. I'm lying on my couch. So, yeah, just before tour, it's going to be all hell breaks loose tomorrow. So,
give us a little bit of background. How did Animal House first start out?
It was born between several friends at uni many years ago. And we just all met and jammed in my basement, basically, at my place. And then, long story short, we moved to Brighton to see if we could tackle the UK music scene. And since then, one of the fellas has headed back home. And in his stead, two Englishmen have stepped up to the plate. Yeah, now we've got a couple of blokes who, we're all in Brighton at the moment, but one comes from Shoreham and the other's from London. So it's nice having a couple of different. We're a bit too Australian, I think.
I don't think that you can be too Australian. So, talking of Australia, what do you think that you're kind of, obviously being from there, what do you think were your main influences?
I mean, back in the day when we started Animal House, we were all listening to like indie, you know, garage rock, guitar, indie music, like The Strokes and Kings of Leon and Interpol and the Arctic Monkeys, even in that kind of stuff, a lot of which originated in England, apart from The Strokes and The Kings of Leon. But like, they're sort of where they get their influences from, stems from here as well. So I think we were all pretty excited about coming over here and seeing what all the fuss was about, essentially. Won't you come on home?
I mean, if you hadn't have said Arctic Monkeys, I would have been very surprised, because you guys definitely like take influences sound-wise from them.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, and, you know, more lately our influence is sort of branching out a bit, but, yeah, for the first album, they're like, pretty clear and strong influences. I think no one would have trouble discerning that.
And what about your name? Has that got anything to do with the National Lampoon's movie?
Well, I mean, I suggested that name based, you know, because of the film, but like actually none of the other guys had ever seen the film. They just liked the name. It is a good band name. Hopefully we don't get sued for it.
I think we consider the Brighton music scene to be like one of the best in the UK, alongside like Liverpool and Manchester, London as well. What's it like to be surrounded by the Brighton music scene?
I mean, it's great. I think when we first moved over here, you know, most Australian people moved to London, and we just kept talking to lots of people when we decided to go, and lots of people suggested we check out Brighton. So we thought we'll give Brighton a couple of weeks, and, you know, we just looked at the gig listing and just went, oh my God, this is amazing. And within a week, we were like, yeah, we may as well just stay here. There's enough going on. And since then, it hasn't, you know, like, it's just great. Like, we share our studio with a bunch of other bands who play, like, all sorts of music. There's just, like, no shortage of crazy alternative music, like, weird noise stuff. I don't know, like, it's just, you can find anything down here, and there's always a gig on. Yeah, the scene is also quite supportive. You know, like, so if you go to gigs, you meet other people in bands, and like that's pretty standard anywhere, I guess. But like, it just seems like once you get to know people and everyone's like propping each other up a lot, so yeah, it's lovely.
I mean, there's so much more of kind of a community between the bands there, isn't there?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, so they've accepted us.
Premium Mediocre, what a great name for your new album. How well has it been received?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. We're sort of cheating a little bit, because the original idea for Premium Mediocre was to release a string of singles under the banner Premium Mediocre. And we thought we could package it at the end as an album, but as it turns out, we sort of ended up sort of doing most of it and then packaging some of that and then some new stuff as an album. So it's certainly the best, it's the most well-received we've ever been, and we recorded it all ourselves, and it was quite rewarding to just set ourselves a challenge of releasing a song every 3 weeks and recording it ourselves in a little moldy studio. And so it's been really well received, and the tour is looking pretty good. So yeah, really excited.
I mean, when it comes to the lyrics and the songwriting, I've got a favourite line of, why does everyone on Tinder go to Machu Picchu? So who writes these? Is it like one of you mainly, or do you all kind of chip in?
Will's the lead singer, and he does most of the lyrics on his own, but then we'll sort of come together and do some editing at the end or whatever. But yeah, most of those come from him. And the writing process itself is quite often quite communal. So like, we'll jam around in a studio for a while and see what comes out, that kind of thing. But yeah, he came up with that particular line. There's that sort of generic, everyone has their version of a generic photograph, you know, maybe at a festival. It sort of plays on that a little bit, yeah.
How long did it take you guys to produce and kind of finish the album? I know that you released a song every 3 weeks, but was it hard graft to kind of make the finished article?
Well, it's quite a hard one to say, because like, some of those songs were like 5 years old. We hadn't touched them in 4 years, and so they just got revisited. And then others were like literally written like a month before we recorded it. So there's like a bit of a chops and changes between the songs. Some of the songs were like literally like a jam that we did in the studio, and we just like cut a minute from it and be like, that's basically done. That might take, you know, a day. Then other songs, you know, might need tweak. Like Modern Romance, that one that you just talked about, that riff, like, it's just a riff that's been floating around for years that we've just tried and failed to do anything with until something happened with it. And then, so you could argue that the song has been written for 5 years, but really it's sort of like, yeah, sometimes it clicks and sometimes it doesn't.
Really like that Modern Romance track. I mean, I feel like people really need to like listen and interpret the lyrics properly, because they are just so good, and I mean so clever as well.
Oh, that's nice to hear. I'll pass that on to Will.
So in terms of future albums, is this going to be the process that you're going to take as well?
No, I think we've basically already written the next album. Yeah, skeleton version of it, but we're sort of in the process. Because it takes a long time to actually get an album released, and there's a lot of things you need to do in order to get that moving. So in the meantime, we've just been content with writing whole new songs, and again, there's a few there that are from a while ago that just didn't quite fit on the first album. So we'll be getting onto that pretty shortly after the release of Premium Mediocre, and then who knows, it might be ready for this year. Ideally, we'd like to tour again later this year, basically. So
you guys are on a mini tour at the moment. Tell us what gigs that you've got coming up.
Don't want to get this wrong. Hang on. So starting in London, of course.
Yep.
That show's going to be really fun. We've played at the Notting Hill Arts Club before, and it's such a great venue. So we're looking forward to headlining there now. After that is Manchester, which we can't wait for as well. Newcastle, Glasgow, Sheffield, Leeds, Oxford, and Brighton. Later on in the month, Guildford and Reading. With Self-Help. Self-Help are a really nice bunch from Oxford. They're a really good band. You should check them out as well.
Have you got any festivals booked?
There's nothing booked at the moment. It's surprisingly difficult. Like, we're still just trying to get on the Great Escape bill, which is surprisingly hard despite the fact we live in Brighton. But of course, if we don't, we'll be playing in the Alternative Escape and things like that. There's no festivals announced just yet, just the tour, and we'll see what happens.
I mean, there's definitely opportunity there for you. I mean, since your music's out, you're going to get noticed, and you're definitely going to get booked for some of these gigs and festivals. There's opportunities there.
You know, sometimes you need like a booking agent for that kind of thing, and we're still independent in that sense. So we're like, I booked this whole tour myself. We're still looking for a booking agent, and then, you know, you never know. Like, as you said, it happens quickly, and if something lines up like that, we might get a few slots here and there, and certainly next year we should be playing some festivals. It'd be great fun.
So you've previously toured with the likes of Indoor Pets, Courtney Barnett and The Preachers. Have you got any kind of notable highlights at all?
That's always the hardest question to answer, I have to admit, because normally just two in the moment. Indoor Pets was just a fantastic tour, really, because it was the first time that we got to play to like full rooms all around the UK, because we were obviously just piggybacking off Indoor Pets.
So what's coming up for you guys then? Like, what's the dream? So like, if I was your genie.
To be honest, the dream is just to be able to quit your day job. If I can live off music, i.e. be touring enough and selling enough albums and all that kind of stuff to just be able to live and promote music and make music, then that's the dream in it. So yeah, we're going to be working pretty hard over the next couple of years, just writing and releasing as much music as possible. See if we can make that happen, basically.
It sounds awesome. It's definitely something that we're very much looking forward to. Thank you so much, Jack, for coming on the Giglist podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, no worries, mate.
Don't forget to subscribe and never miss an episode.